heard you, Charlie. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Sorrow. Joyful thing to think about. Sorrow. Speaking about his death, speaking about our reality, Jesus says in our gospel pericope, our gospel reading, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also, you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." The cross of Christ brought the disciples great sorrow, while at the same time it gave the world a reason to shout for joy. As the one who taught that he was the Son of God was finally silenced, shut up by death, entombed, that silent. Sorrow. What Jesus says about sorrow turning into joy, joy that will never be taken away from you, echoes in the words Paul wrote to the church in Corinth in his second letter. "For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison." That's an interesting phrase. The affliction, the momentary affliction you're experiencing is preparing you for the weight of eternal glory. It's making you able to endure heaven, which is really weird to think on. Like, I have to be primed and prepped for this? Apparently so. God's making it to where you will be able to withstand all the goodness that you have no idea is coming your way, right? You just can't fathom the weight of eternal glory. "As we look not to the things that are seen," Paul continues, "but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, temporal, fleeting. But the things that are unseen are eternal." Sorrow. It will not last. Our Lord has said that our sorrow is only here for a little while. This is why we rejoice in the Easter miracle, the resurrection of our Lord, releasing our resurrection refrain with enthusiasm. Y'all want to say it again, right? It's not just an Easter morning thing. It's an Easter season thing. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The little while of our sorrow has already come to an end, if you think about it. We just need to be reminded of it on a regular basis, which is why we come to church. Which is why we have fellowship with the church throughout the week. Why we're in each other's lives. Jesus died. And there was a time of mourning. There was a time of grief and great sorrow. As it seemed that death won, defeated the one who was saying he was the Son of God. How could death do that? No one saw him for a little while as he was buried in the tomb. And then after a little while, they saw him again. They watched him ascend into heaven, back to his Father. And now we wait a little while for his return. The death of our Lord is rightly compared to the labor pains of a mother delivering her baby into the world. She goes through the anguish willingly because there is joy on the other side. And in fact, she's excited about the event until the hour comes, and then she's not so excited. Maybe even cusses out her husband in the delivery room. You see that on the sitcoms all the time. "You did this to me." But then once the baby's born, joy, joy. that cannot be taken away. And that's how we are to see the cross of Christ. Our Lord's death. It's the delivery room of every single Christian. Yes, we did that to him. But there is eternal joy. It's the event that gave you life. Eternal life. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, we heard in 1 John. That we should be called children of God. We? Me? I'm a child of God? Certainly not. He doesn't know how dark my heart really is. Oh no, he does. That's the kind of love he has. That I'm still called a child of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. And what we will be has not yet appeared. We know that when he appears, we shall be like him. Because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who therefore hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. You are God's children right now. Joy is yours right now. Even in the midst of earthly sorrow, there is joy to be had. Why? Because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. What sorrow are you experiencing right now? What are you going through? What hurts are weighing you down? I can tell you my family is suffering the sorrow of Jonas's cancer. Everyone knows that. I can tell you too that I'm probably the one handling it the worst, buckling under the pressure of that more than the other three in my family. And I can personally tell you that I suffer the sorrow of many burdens that are particular to the pastoral office that no one in this room will understand but me. Not that I'm special, but I'm the only one who's in this office. Just like you're the only one in your life doing what you're doing. And you're going through sorrows that are particular to you. But yes, we all understand in the general sense, but no one quite understands from the personal perspective that you have. Being completely transparent, many days I'm at the point of despair. I know the same is true for others as well. Because you all have your own personal struggles, your own personal sorrow. So what sorrow are you experiencing? Tell the Lord. Tell him. He's listening. Is it due to your own sinful behavior? Have you brought your own sorrow upon yourself? If so, repent. And he is there like a loving father saying, come, I'm here for you. Repent of your wrongdoing and know without a doubt that you are forgiven. Don't let the devil lie. Don't let him deceive you into thinking your sin is too great, that you're out of bounds, out of reach from God's love. That's not true. Dad's right there with you. Waiting for you to turn around and see him. He's right behind you right now. You are forgiven. You've been delivered from the sinful life of your old Adam into a new one. You are a new creation. You are a child of God right now. You're not waiting for that to happen. It has happened. Turn away from your sin and turn toward your Savior. Are you experiencing sorrow that has nothing to do with your own sin? Just as we all need to repent of our sins since we daily sin much, we all also suffer just because we live in this sin-corrupted world. Let's not act like this is the little while Jesus spoke of when he was not seen. Let's not act like the world when sorrow strikes and give in to despair. We may not see Jesus with our physical eyeballs, like the disciples did, but we see him with the eyes of faith, which he has given us through his Holy Spirit. And we see the testimony of history that proves his existence. He has changed the course of time. We see him. He left his fingerprint all over this place. We know he existed and that he exists to this day. We see him, no doubt about it. It is a fact, historical. It is a fact that is justifiable. It is a fact that is able to be argued in the court of law. Jesus died in front of witnesses. And Jesus rose before witnesses. And Jesus ascended into heaven before witnesses. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Devil be gone. We know that he lives. And we know that because of that, our sorrow, whatever weighs us down, it is fleeting. It is temporary. It will pass away forever on the last day because Christ has died and has been resurrected, making you a child of God even now. Though we wait for what that looks like in its entirety, the joy of that realization is true. It's coming. The joy of our salvation is at hand. Whatever your sorrow, my friends, hear the words of our lamentation reading. Let it sink in. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. You are never out of reach of your Father. You know the whole bicycle thing when you learned to pedal without training wheels and you fell down? Well, you fell down because you were out of reach of Dad. You ran too fast, right? You pedaled too hard and he was like, I can't keep up. Doesn't happen with our Lord. He keeps up. And as you start to fall, boop, he bumps you back up. And you start to fall the other side, boop, he's always there. His mercies are new every morning. The Lord is my portion, Lamentations says. Therefore I will hope in him, says my soul. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. For the Lord will not cast off forever. But though he cause grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he does not afflict from his heart or grieve the children of men. Christ has been crucified for you. He's been resurrected for you too. You may experience sorrow in this life, but the joy of Jesus stands permanently fixed in your heart, planted there in the waters of baptism and fertilized through Holy Communion and the hearing of God's word day in and day out. You are a child of God, already born and alive. The hour of sorrow, its rule over your heart is behind you. The cross of Christ, that is behind you. It happened historically, long ago. Your death, you were connected to that death through baptism. Your death is behind you. The sorrow of sin is behind you. All that remains, like the mother who delivered her child into this world, is the joy that cannot be taken away. The joy that will be completely known when Jesus appears on the last day and we shall see that we are like him, as he promised we would be, purified in the holy waters of baptism through faith. Sorrow, you have it now, but you also have joy. You also have joy because you are a child of God. and no one will take that joy from you. No one can take away Christ crucified and resurrected for you. It's happened. If you've forgotten, come and remember. Because that's why he established the Lord's Supper. So we would never forget just what he did for us. And so we would always have the fruit of that sacrifice to sustain us in joy. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia and amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.